Good morning, and welcome to the Kelthion Full Year 2014 Earnings Call. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. If at any point during the event you would like to ask a question, please utilize the Q&A tool located to the right of the webcast player. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Adam Salsworth. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. This is Adam Salsworth, and I will be the investor relations representative at Proactive Capital Group on behalf of Kelthion. I will now read the safe harbor statement and pass the call over to Harold Montgomery, Chairman and CEO. We would like to note that statements about the company's future expectations, including future revenue and earnings and all other statements made during this conference call, other than historical facts, are forward-looking statements and are made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Such forward-looking statements involve risks and uncertainties and are subject to change at any time. The company's actual results could differ materially from expected results. In reflecting subsequent events or circumstances, the company undertakes no obligation to update forward-looking statements. The company does not guarantee future results, levels of activity, performance, or achievements. The company, its employees, affiliates, and representatives make no representations or warranties, expressed or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of any of the information contained herein or any other written or oral communication transmitted or made available to any recipients. Each of such parties expressly disclaims any and all liability relating to or resulting from the use of such information and communications by the recipients or any of its affiliates or representatives. Please note that I'm available for investor inquiries and can be reached at 646-862-4607 or by email at adamh@proactivecapital.com. I will now pass the call over to Harold Montgomery, Kelthion Chairman and CEO. Harold?
Thank you, Adam. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kelthion Inc. 2014 Full Year Earnings Call. I'd like to thank each of you for joining us. It's our pleasure to conduct this call this morning. For those of you who have access to the web, you can follow our PowerPoint presentation that we'll use to support the call today. For those who do not have access to the web, you can go to our website at kelthion.com, www.kelthion.com, if you're unable to access the call-in. We've launched our rebuilt and newly created website, and if you go to the investor relations link on the nav bar at the top, you'll see a drop-down menu with today's presentation on it. You may find it easier to access it that way. My name is Harold Montgomery, and I am the Chairman of the Board and the Chief Executive Officer of Kelthion Inc. I'd like to take a moment just to refresh everyone's understanding of our basic areas of business activity. Kelthion has three areas in which we are focused today. One is payment processing for retail merchants in the United States through our Kelthion Commerce division located in Atlanta, Georgia. We make it possible for businesses to accept card-based transactions, debit and credit cards, in both physical locations and through the internet. Our second line of business is the acquisition of actively processing merchants from sales agents in our industry known as independent sales organizations. When one of these sales agents wants to sell his or her customer base, Kelthion can acquire that customer group and add it to our base of operations. These customers are known as merchant portfolios or residual streams of cash flows from monthly cash flows they generate, and we refer to this business simply as Kelthion. Both these businesses are entirely domestic, and our third line of business is called Money on Mobile. It is India's largest mobile payments network, which allows Indian consumers to make small value payments very quickly, safely, easily, and cheaply. Both domestically and in India, the company has grown substantially in the last year. To review that progress, let me introduce our Chief Financial Officer, Scott Aery, to walk us through the company's results for fiscal 2014.
Thank you very much, Harold. One of the things, or what we'd like to talk about today primarily is why we changed our fiscal year, what is going to be included in the 10KT report, which is a recapped annual report for 2012, 13, and 14, and how we've approached the consolidation of Money on Mobile, our Indian subsidiary, and Calpian Commerce. So first, with respect to why we changed our fiscal year, Calpian historically has had its fiscal year end at December 31st. In India, the Indian government requires that no matter what your fiscal year is, you provide them with an audited statement as of March 31st. We felt that it was in everyone's interest because we have to produce those statements and they're widely used in India. And India is a very large growing part of our business that we synchronize with them and produce financial statements that are audited for Calpian on a consolidated basis as of March 31st. The result of that decision, which we announced earlier in the year, was to produce a revised 10KT annual report, a revision of our original 10K filed on March 31st, to cover the recast fiscal years of 12, 13, and 14. So that's essentially been a three-year audit, going back and reviewing all of the balances and work papers and testing all of those years. So we have a very complete recasting of all of these numbers. One of the critical elements in the recasting of the numbers is the consolidation of Money on Mobile into Calpian following our acquisition of a majority of the shares of the Money on Mobile enterprise. The result of that is that we are consolidating one quarter of the revenues and expenses and earnings of Money on Mobile into our financial statements. In addition, we purchased Calpian Commerce in March of 2013, and that also gave us some motivation to change the fiscal year end because it means that our current year of 2014 that we're reporting on today includes the full year of the operations of Calpian Commerce and not a stub period as we had in our previous report. So when we look at the results of this, on the revenue side, we're showing an increase 13 to 14 to $55.3 million in total revenues. In total assets, we're showing an increase from $24.6 million to $48.1 million, and in equity from $5 million to $15 million. And we will review each of these in some detail as the presentation proceeds. Note again that for revenues, we're only looking at one quarter of the revenues of Money on Mobile. The other important thing to note is that on the balance sheet, in changing from the investment accounting method for Money on Mobile to the equity accounting method, we essentially recouped all of the previously recorded losses and put them on the balance sheet, capitalizing them and reflecting them both in assets and equity. That amount is still being revised, but will be around $15 million as a part of those asset balances and about $3.8 million in equity balances. So if we look at the revenue trend for Money on Mobile from their full year audited statements, again, we've only consolidated one quarter of those statements, we can see in the last 4 years, very substantive increases, a 79% increase from 2011 to 12, 46% increase from 12 to 13, and in this last year, a 37% increase from 13 to 14. The revenues here are stated in Indian rupee to avoid having to analyze the effect of foreign exchange differences. The Indian rupee has varied quite a lot during the period. And it's easier to track the progress of Money on Mobile and its advancement in India to express it in rupees, even though in our consolidated financial statements it appears in U.S. dollars. for the period that we did just consolidate the fourth quarter, we consolidated 1.8 billion rupees at a rate of 61.5 Indian rupees to the dollar. When we look at domestic revenues, the increase in domestic revenues is attributed primarily to the acquisition of Calpian Commerce. Revenues increased from 11 to 12 by 654%, increased from 12 to 13 by 36%, and increased from 13 to 14 by 485%. Existing residual portfolio of Calpian has increased slightly from 12 to 13 and has had a little bit of attrition from 13 to 14. Those are the solid red bars that you see in this graph. And we'll talk a little bit more about the platform that Calpian Commerce represents in our plan to acquire additional residual portfolios. With respect to cash, the company's cash increased from 13 to 14, from 1 million to 8 million. And while the company has not yet achieved positive cash flow or positive operating earnings, a lot of the company's objectives are to put that cash to work. So we're currently raising equity, or we have raised equity, have concluded recently and are in the process of taking that cash and putting it into further building these businesses. And we believe that we're doing that at a very efficient and effective rate. One of the things that's an issue we'll discuss more of is in the residual acquisition business, which we're doing domestically here in the U.S., we still do not have, or we have not achieved, the desired credit line that we need in order to fully be able to expand that business to the desired level that is represented by the Calpian Commerce platform. We believe that we can add substantial residual assets without incurring any additional expenses, and that the Calpian Commerce platform gives us that opportunity. But we are still in the process of attempting to acquire the appropriate credit line to support that. With respect to the financing needs of Money on Mobile, we have raised sufficient cash to pursue that business according to the plan that we have, but we believe that there are still substantial financing opportunities for growth in India. It's a very, very large market, and we expect to need to raise additional capital in the future to support the expansion of Money on Mobile in later years. In terms of the details of the equity of the company, as mentioned, we're running operating losses to build these businesses. You can see the impact in equity, particularly in the consolidation of Money on Mobile, where we've produced a substantial amount of improvement in the net equity position of the company. Really what the focus of the company is to create a path to realizing greater shareholder value. We believe that path is achieved by taking the cash that we've raised and putting it into the growth of these businesses, and that subsequent quarters will reflect continued improvement along these same lines.
Thanks, Scott. This is Harold Montgomery speaking again. I'd like to review a couple of key events for the 2014 fiscal year with you. First, we acquired Pipeline Data out of a bankruptcy sale in 2013 and fully consolidated our operating platform into our Atlanta, Georgia facility, which gives us a solid base on which to layer additional acquisitions as well as a solid talent pool to begin to build the company. We're emphasizing technological improvement at Calpian Commerce and anticipate that certain key sectors, which I'll refer to in a moment, hold great opportunities for the company. We completed the installation of our CFO, Scott Airey, from whom you just heard, who's been a major addition to our talent pool. And we also completed an $8 million equity raise through National Securities, which we believe adequately capitalizes us in the near term for the opportunity set that we see in front of us both in India and in the United States. As Scott mentioned, we are seeing a breadth of opportunities in India that may require additional capital in the future, but at the moment there are no plans underway to do that beyond the debt arrangement for the U.S. business that Scott referred to. In India, we increased our store count to 198,000 stores as of our last press release at the end of June. Revenues increased in the fiscal year to $146 million U.S. dollars, approximately using a 61.5 rupee to the dollar exchange rate. Other important events include a five-year renewal of our license to operate in India from the Reserve Bank of India, as well as approval of our investment as a U.S. company into the Indian company from the Foreign Investment Promotion Board, which is a unit of the Ministry of Finance. These two events clear all the major regulatory hurdles that we know of at this time for a complete freedom to operate in India in the foreseeable future. We also acquired majority ownership of Money on Mobile, as you know, in the first quarter of this year, and we've developed a very solid working relationship with our Indian partners. Calpian, as you know, is a two-footprint model. We emphasize steady cash flows here in the United States through our organic growth opportunities and our acquisition opportunities, of which we are seeing an increasing number. India is an organic growth story. We did acquire majority ownership in 2014, and we're very excited about the unfolding organic and acquisition opportunities we see in India to consolidate that business. Our domestic business is well positioned for growth now that our build-out of our platform in Atlanta is complete. We're seeking additional financing for residual acquisitions. Again, we see many opportunities in this area, and we'd like to exercise on them quickly. But we are committed to obtaining financing that is well-designed for the purpose that we have and reasonably priced. This is an ongoing effort, and we intend to be successful at it between now and the end of the year. We're also pursuing some very attractive organic growth opportunities through strategic marketing relationships in key segments, and we're developing unique technical capabilities in key sectors, including medical, education, and restaurant and hospitality. India is very well positioned for growth, as you've seen from the results. We expect to continue to grow our retail store distribution network, our basic footprint in the country. We continue to focus on staple transactions such as prepaid mobile top-up, prepaid television time, and prepaid utility bill or utility bill payment, which is postpay. These are the backbone of Money on Mobile's processing volume today, but we also intend to add travel ticketing to our product mix in the near future, and we are also seeing an unfolding opportunity in e-commerce coming down the pipe as that element of Indian life grows, especially based on the appearance of the smartphone. In addition to that, the macro trends in India appear to be very favorable to us. The economy is growing. The new government recently installed has a very favorable business attitude for international business in particular, and we believe that this bodes well for the development of our investment in Money on Mobile. That concludes our formal presentation for today. Now we'll transition to answering some of the questions that have come across the web while we've been talking.
So one of the questions that is listed is what the outstanding shares are, the outstanding warrants, and after all the current funding rounds are completed. That information is going to be released in our upcoming 10K, which we're going to release most likely within the next 10 days. We will submit today an application for a 15-day extension. But we believe we'll have that report filed in 10 days. Next question is, at what point will you reach positive cash flow? We have targeted positive cash flow for the end of this year. There's a lot of dependencies on reaching positive cash flow. A key dependency is our ability to obtain debt financing for the residual acquisition business. The India business continues to produce results that lead us to believe that we can achieve that in India by the end of the year. However, it's a real balancing act for us between opportunities to expand the business and when to create the situation for the company to have positive cash flow. As we continue to run into good opportunities opportunistically expand the business, we think that that at the moment has a greater impact on shareholder value than focusing on achieving positive cash flow, but we're very keen to the need to have positive cash flow, and we continue to evaluate that on a quarterly basis in terms of the direction that the company should go.
I'd add some further color on that, that Money on Mobile in particular is growing rapidly, and if it maintains its current momentum, it moves closer to breaking that negative earnings gap and turning positive. Given the complexities of the business in India, I think it's impossible to say with precision when the company will reach a consistent operational break-even level. We believe that establishing the company as the undisputed leader in the market is the main objective, and that capital and management time should be devoted to that goal. Given the opportunity set we see in India, we think that the application of capital there is a very high return in the longer run. One question has come across, any update on progress to move from OTC to bulletin board? We are actively investigating this opportunity. It is our intention to move to the bulletin off the bulletin board and onto a major exchange. We intend to develop that relationship with the exchanges, which we've already done quite a bit of informally, and as soon as the conditions are met, put in our application to move up. It is a key corporate objective for us in the near-term future.
Yeah, and to go back to the question that was asked earlier regarding the number of shares, we expect to report, and these numbers are not final, approximately 22.6 million shares, weighted average, outstanding, basic, and diluted for the period ending March 31st, 2013, and then 28.2 million shares on the same basis for 2014. Just to give an approximate idea of what the share picture looks like. Again, those numbers are going to come out on a final basis in our upcoming 10-KT.
Another question has come across about the percentage of Money on Mobile users that are repeat users each month. This is a number that fluctuates month to month. For example, in the month of May of 2014, we had 4.6 million users during the month. In the month of June 2014, we had 5.86 million users during the month. Many of those are repeat users. It's approximately 50% in each case have been in the system prior to, and another 50% are new in that given month. We are doing studies now to determine the elapsed time between first, second, and third uses of Money on Mobile, but that information is not available at this time, as we are just now isolating the data set needed to support that analysis. Another question has come across, what percent of Money on Mobile users are domestic remittance versus top-up and bill pay? Domestic remittance today is a very small part of Money on Mobile's process volume. This has to do with the fact that the Indian government requires biometric authentication for each of the sender and the recipient for a domestic remittance transaction, which, as you can imagine, is a high technical threshold to impose in India. It makes the operation of domestic remittance tricky and difficult to adhere to. We are committed to abiding by the letter and the spirit of RBI regulations with respect to domestic remittance. And the RBI is rightly concerned about anti-money laundering and terrorism financing. So while they proceed with caution in terms of the restrictions around domestic remittance, we are keeping pace with them as well as the technological developments that apply. We are participants in the RBI domestic remittance pilot program, but it is a very small, actually negligible part of our process volume today.
Another question that's come across is, what is Money on Mobile market share versus M-Pesa Vodafone?
M-Pesa Vodafone has not released volume process numbers that I have seen at this point. They are focused on domestic remittance in certain corridors, and as I mentioned earlier, the technical thresholds around that are quite high. We are, on the other hand, biased toward a commercial strategy with common everyday transactions, top-up and TV and so on. I have not seen volume numbers from them around domestic remittance, so I can't give a comment on that. I do think we are larger by overall process volume than they are, given the anecdotal evidence I have and the conversations I have had, but I don't have a specific number for you.
Another question is, what is the revenue run rate moving forward into 2015? I'm hesitant to comment on that, given that our numbers haven't been released, and we're close to a release here in a couple of weeks for the first quarter of 2015. But I can tell you that it is substantially more than the run rate expressed in the numbers that we are currently providing to you.
Another question, please give color on the competitive landscape in India. Money on Mobile continues to be the leader in the field. I've made 12 trips to India, and each time I am looking for competitive entrants in the field. When we define the competitive landscape by who is engaging in a full breadth of commercial transactions, number one, and who has the largest retail footprint in India, which is the crucial resource because that is where paper cash enters the system, Money on Mobile is far and away the leader in the space. Beam Money, as I understand, has not grown in about 2 years and it continues to seek financing. The other ones that we mentioned, Airtel Money and Vodafone, are focused on domestic remittance or top-up for their particular brands and do not have the same scale of footprint that we have. So it is my belief at this time that Money on Mobile is the market leader, and the evidence I have, which we've published, shows that, in fact, that's the case.
I think unless we have any further questions, we'll conclude the call. Do you want to have any wrap-up?
We'll just pause a few minutes to see if there's another question that comes across, but I believe we've touched on all of them at this time. As Scott mentioned, go-forward events from here include the release of the full 10KT within the next 10 business days, and then on August 15th, the release of our first quarter report, and we'll have another earnings call at that time. We appreciate your participation and your support for Calpian. Thank you so much for joining us today, and that concludes our call.